What on earth is it like to be in college right now? As we have explored the start of the year in higher education, we've talked to administrators, professors, parents, a dean. Well, now it's the students' turn. We are joined by three students attending three different universities this year. Deanna Schwartz is a third-year student at Northeastern University, currently living on campus. Deanna, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thank you for having me.
We also have Amanda Luckner, a first-year student attending UMass Amherst classes remotely from her parents' home. Amanda, welcome to you, too.
Thank you for having me as well.
And Kateri Giglio, a first-year student living on campus at Suffolk University. Kateri, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So, Deanna, I want to start with you. You are living in the dorm at Northeastern. What is that like?
Yeah, so it's been an interesting experience. I've actually been here since the end of June. I came for summer housing. I feel really safe and secure in the dorms. They're cleaning everything. We're not allowed to have any visitors, even from within the building. And I really think it's the safest place I could be right now.
You're also a third year. It's got to feel really different from years past. What do you think, you know, our two first-year students are missing most and maybe don't even know it yet, Deanna?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the small social interactions. It's not even, you know, parties and sports games. It's the little things like getting together with friends to study, or for me, I go to Shabbat dinners every Friday. It's the little things that really make the college experience and that we're really missing out on right now.
So, Kateri, you're a first-year student. We actually spoke with you just a few months ago about some of the lost rituals and experiences you missed as a high school senior due to the pandemic. Was it hard to decide to go to college and live on campus given these changes this semester?
So it actually was easier than I thought. I've been knowing that I wanted to live on campus for a long time now because I wanted to get the full experience. And although of like this pandemic happening, I feel like I've been getting that experience that I wanted. So it was actually not a hard decision. It was a hard decision financially, but not emotionally.
Why, Kateri?
Well, because, of course, deciding to live on campus and not be a commuter is a lot more expensive than a regular tuition as a commuter student. So I of course, had to go and get a few loans, but I think they were completely worth it, honestly. I think my first-year experience wouldn't be the same if I had decided not to live on campus.
So Amanda, obviously that we turn to you then. You accepted a slot at UMass Amherst, which means you're not on campus. You're currently attending classes remotely and didn't have another option, as I understand it. What has that experience been like for you?
It's been a little strange for sure, but I've become more comfortable with the fact that I'm at home over the past few weeks because classes started a few weeks ago. It's nice because I feel very safe here. In terms of COVID precautions, like I'm not afraid. Oh, like I'm not worried about like what my roommate's doing or anything because I don't have a roommate. And like, I know that my family's being very safe. And for me, like my situation, it's very easy to access classes and access the work. And I don't feel like I'm missing out. I feel like I'm missing out on meeting new people, but I'm not missing anyone that I've already met.
Amanda, you were cutting out there, Amanda. We're gonna see if we can check your sound real quick, and I will come back to you in a second. Kateri and Deanna, do you guys feel safe most of the time, all of the time, and do you feel like your institutions are doing what they need to do to keep you safe, Deanna?
Yeah, I genuinely do feel safe. I honestly, going into the fall semester, I didn't think I would, but I do, and that's because our numbers are trending really well. Everyone's being tested every 3 days. There's really strict precautions. And as you know, they're really cracking down with punishments for messing up. And I really do feel safe. I think students here are generally doing the right thing. And I think we're going to make it through the semester.
Kateri, are students doing the right thing at Suffolk as well? Are you feeling like students are cooperating with the safety measures and it's an environment you can feel good about that way?
Well, actually, yeah. Of course, there are some people trying to party and trying to break the rules, but I feel like most of the students have done their part to keep everyone safe. We, as in-campus students, get tested every two times a week. And we can just set up an appointment and go get tested whenever it fits our schedule. And yeah, we're all wearing masks around the buildings. In class, we're doing high flex. So we have both in-person classes and online. And everyone's just been really respectful about wearing their masks, staying 6 feet apart. So I think everyone's contributing.
Amanda, do we have you back?
I believe so, yeah.
Great. So the question that I wanted to ask you, had you known at the time that you committed to a school, Amanda, that your chosen school, UMass Amherst, would be remote, would you have chosen it anyway, or would you have picked a different option?
I believe I would have chosen it anyway because, I mean, at the time when I was deciding a school, a lot of schools, a few schools were starting to come out as remote, and it was very, like, taboo. But I believed that that COVID wouldn't really get much better by fall. And so just personally, I think I would have attended a school no matter if I knew it was going to be remote or not.
Is there anything that has particularly surprised the three of you about your university experience this year versus what your expectations were?
Yeah, I mean, I'm pleasantly surprised with how high energy campus has been. I really thought, you know, it would kind of be a grim semester, but it really hasn't been. I mean, things have been really high energy. People are really excited to be back. And I think people are really committed to doing the right thing and to getting us through the semester.
Kateri, how about you?
I feel the same way, actually. Not even my university, but students in general, we found ways to just be in contact, even though of this pandemic. Our college is doing so many welcome activities for freshman year students. We literally, like, every single week we have different activities throughout the day that we can attend either in person or on Zoom. It's our choice. They made that available for us. And I think it's so great because everyone is still, like, meeting each other. There's still really that first year energy of, like, meeting so many new people, although having all this, like, you know, virus and yeah.
And Amanda, is there anything that you think maybe you're able to do well or differently because you are studying from home that maybe you couldn't do if you were on campus?
I think I have a little bit more freedom in terms of my own schedule because I can literally just, I have full fridge access. Like, I don't have to worry about, oh, when am I getting food? When am I doing this? It's really, I can focus on academics as much as possible, but it's definitely a lot harder to meet people because you're not seeing anyone in person. You're really only seeing people on Zoom. So that's a little bit harder.
You know, we've heard a lot of narrative across the country in the last few weeks being angry with and hard on college students for wanting to go back to campus, for socializing inappropriately once there, for attending parties, et cetera. And we've also seen a lot of debate over, you know, are we asking too much of students and are we not asking enough of administration when it comes to testing and tracking and enforcing and keeping people safe? What is your reaction to that debate and where do you think that balance lies? Deanna?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a really tricky question. And I think the debate going on at Northeastern has really brought all this to the forefront and has gotten a lot of people talking about this. I think it's really hard because, you know, there's reasons to stay home. There's reasons to come back to campus. There's reasons to blame the administrators. There's reason to blame the students. I think mostly students want to do the right thing. And I think that, like, the Northeastern student body really wants to do the right thing. I think the narrative that, you know, 18-year-olds are 18-year-olds, they're going to party no matter what, I don't buy into that. I think students can be just as mature as any adults. And we're seeing that in a school like Northeastern, where right now we're working, we're doing well because people are mostly doing the right thing.
Kateri, what do you think?
Yeah, so I think, as I said, most people are trying, like, their best, although we do want to party. Like, it's normal. At the end of the day, it's natural, the wanting to meet people, wanting to do all these things that you expected to do your freshman year of college. And there are people that are trying to break the rules as well and have parties or have gatherings, but they're being punished. So I feel like most people have at least learned, at least here at Suffolk, most students have learned that they cannot break the rules because there will be consequences. We're not just dealing with, like, not being able to party. It's a whole
like pandemic going on. So it's not just being able to party, it's putting your life at risk, basically.
Amanda, do you think there's any chance that you'll be invited to come to campus at some point this year? And if you are invited, will you go?
If I'm invited, I think I will definitely go. I think the only way that there could be a chance that I'm invited back before the next fall semester would be if there's a vaccine, like within the next few months. And I think the chances of that are pretty slim. And so I don't think I'm going to be going back before next fall, but I hope that we do go back.
And I want to ask each of you, and Amanda, since I just talked to you, I'll just stay with you for a minute. What would you want listeners to walk away from this conversation knowing or thinking about this college year? We'll have Amanda go and then Deanna, I'll have you jump in. Amanda, go ahead.
Okay. I think that although this year is really different, students are still equally as motivated, if not more motivated, to really like succeed, because they understand that the current environment is really hard to succeed in and a lot of changes need to be made in the world. And so just because the academic environment is a little bit hard to succeed in, that doesn't mean that students don't still want to succeed.
And Deanna and Kateri, I have just a few seconds for each of you. Deanna, briefly.
Yeah, I think the most important thing to remember is that college students, it's a really hard time right now, and people should be going easy on us and realizing that this is a really hard time for many people in many ways.
And Kateri, what's your message to listeners?
I believe it's important to remember that as first year college students, we are the future, basically. So I know that we make mistakes and we do stupid things, but at the end of the day, we're motivated and we want to get this done and we want to be your future. So
So I want to say thanks to the three of you right now, if you'll allow me. Thanks to the three of you for being on today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Kateri Giglio of Suffolk University, Amanda Luckner of UMass Amherst, and Deanna Schwartz of Northeastern University. And that's our show for today. I'm Tiziana Deering. You've been listening to Radio Boston. Stay tuned again for tomorrow.